I'm Chris Costello, and welcome to On Cue. I look forward to sharing with you topics and guests which may be out of the ordinary and some very extraordinary people who are making a noticeable imprint in today's world. I remember as a kid, sitting in a movie theater to watch a horror film. Take yourselves back with me for just a minute. Remember how your heart would race and your hands would grip the arms of the seat when the music would let you know something is about to happen? Then suddenly, the screen explodes with the appearance of a monster.
It was up to him to create it. We can't do this role without Chaney. He has to do it. Nobody else can do it. And so he would go to great lengths to do that, creating harnesses to be bent over but hold him down. In fact, his eyesight wasn't the same after Quasimodo. He had to wear glasses after that.
Really?
He got hurt a lot, yes.
That is dedication to the craft. Vaudeville became the heart of American show business and one of the most popular forms of entertainment in North America.
Immigrants played a very central role in vaudeville, particularly Irish immigrants who were coming into the country, and later on, Jewish immigrants.
Maggie Klein, correct?
Maggie Klein, you know, she was an absolute sensation. She had a famous song called Throw Him Down, McCluskey, that ended on the lines, "Don't let me die till I see Ireland." And the crowd just roared and she swaggered off stage.
The date is August 14th, 1945. World War II, one of the deadliest and most destructive wars in history, was officially over. It was there, in the middle of Times Square, where three people, total strangers to each other, were brought together in what would become the most iconic kiss depicting the end of World War II. But who was the sailor, and who was this beautiful nurse?
I think the picture is worthy of the story. The photographer, the nurse, and the sailor weren't supposed to be there. There's more than meets the eye to this photo.
You've lied to us. You told us you were trained in Arizona. Well, the New York Times says you were trained in Nevada at Area 51. If he tells the full truth, he's giving away secrets. If he lies to him, he can get shot, face the death penalty for espionage.
What I can tell you, it was Cold War. It was a confrontation between two superpowers. And when the first U-2 flew over Soviet territory, it was a big blow to the Soviet air defense.
You stayed at night and never took your eyes off the radio.
Well, and when it first started, radio, I mean, was still a curiosity in the 1920s. When the Great Depression arrived, it gave radio its purpose.
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Smith.
Kate was born Catherine Elizabeth Smith in 1907. She found her voice through singing.
She didn't speak until she was 4 years old. And then she didn't speak. She sang.
She found her voice, though, through hearing the music.
That's right. And she just started to sing.
Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
For centuries, inventive minds have brought us some pretty amazing inventions. The 1400s gave us the printing press. The 1600s, the telescope. The 1800s, the automobile and the electric light bulb. And the 1900s, radio and the first powered flight. Fast-tracking into the 1960s, you may recall it as being a very colorful decade, which it was. It was a decade of change and growth. It gave us psychedelic music. The Beatles, the VW Bug, the lava lamp, and more.
Good evening. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be 7:54 and 20 seconds.
But who did this voice belong to? Her name was Jane Barbie, otherwise known as the Time Lady. The Olympics, the most prestigious and grueling sporting event throughout the world. Athletes competing for the gold spend years in training.
For me, it's giving back to the sport that gave me so much.
I'm a big believer in that, paying it forward.
As wonderful as my career was, I did go through some hard stuff. And I asked the girls to stop comparing yourselves and do what makes you happy.
We're going to go swimming, Elizabeth. And you're gonna, you can see my version of the backstroke. My arm will go back once and I'll be down in the bottom of the pool.
It's all right. We can go get coffee afterwards and totally forget about it.
Thanks for listening to On Cue. I invite you to visit our Facebook page, On Cue Chris Costello, for more information and for upcoming guests. Remember, each of us has a voice and a story. So until next time, share a smile, laugh often, be kind to each other, and let's help make this an even better world. For airing and syndication of On Cue Chris Costello, email us at chris@chrisoncue.com. Thanks for listening.